Welcome to worship on Sunday, the 31st of January. Come and hear the word sung, read, and proclaimed.
We come to be the people of God in worship.
Be part of a community of caring and grace.
We long to find hope in the midst of hopelessness and pain.
Go into the world to be the hands and feet of Christ for others.
We reach out to share the news of our Saviour and Lord with all.
God of mystery and might, when your presence overwhelmed your people, you sent prophets, teachers and guides to call them back to life. When we wandered in the shadows, you sent your Son, Jesus, to open our eyes that we might see your ways anew. Open our hearts and minds this day, that we might understand your holy mysteries and proclaim your teachings for all to hear. Amen. Today's first Bible reading is from Psalm 111. This is a thanksgiving psalm. Its content is mainly a hymn of praise to God. Many thanksgiving psalms of the Old Testament appear to be addressed more to the human audience than to God. Thanksgiving psalms were a way of offering testimony after an individual or community tragedy had passed, or after a rescue from some state of distress. Psalm 111 contains no reference to the distress from which the one offering thanks may have been saved. It doesn't give any special reason for offering thanks either. Instead, the psalm recites the many works of God and God's clear devotion to keeping covenant with God's people. The psalmist extols the generous actions of God in protecting the people during difficult times and also providing for them in times of need. The writer of the psalm invites us to join this song of thanksgiving and to bear witness to the fact that God has provided for us. To God belongs eternal praise. listen to the words of Psalm 111.
Praise the Lord. I will extol the Lord with all my heart, in the council of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are his deeds, and his righteousness endures for ever. He has caused his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his works, giving them the lands of other nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, enacted in faithfulness and uprightness. He provided redemption for his people. He ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow his precepts have good understanding. To him belongs eternal praise.
Let us pray. God of all understanding and wisdom, we need your help to guide us. Sometimes we lose our way, listening to the myriad voices that claim to speak your word and truth. Sometimes we confuse our ways with your ways, causing our sisters and brothers to stumble. Give us hands to reach out in service, not to reach out and grasp what we can get. Give us the courage to change our ways. Give us a heart to discern your truth and your voice. Give us ears to hear, eyes to see, and minds to understand your ways. Give us lips to praise you forever. Forgive us when we lose our way, your way, and lead us back to the path that leads to you. Amen. We hear that fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but we fail to understand its meaning. Trust what the psalmist proclaimed. Worshipping God in awe and wonder leads to wisdom and fullness of grace. May our worship this day enlighten our minds and heal our hearts.
Jesus' hands were kind hands, doing good to all, healing pain and sickness, blessing children small, washing tired feet and saving those who fall. Jesus' hands were kind hands, doing good to all. Take my hands, Lord Jesus, let them work for you. Make them strong and gentle, kind in all I do. Let me watch you, Jesus, till I'm gentle too. Till my hands are kind hands, quick to work for you. Jesus' hands were kind hands, doing good to all, healing pain and sickness, blessing children small, washing tired feet and saving those who fall. Jesus' hands were kind hands, doing good to all.
The second reading is from Mark chapter 1, verses 21 to 28.
They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching, because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Just then a man in their synagogue, who was possessed by an impure spirit, cried out, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," said Jesus sternly. "Come out of him." The impure spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. The people were all so amazed that they asked each other, "What is this? A new teaching, and with authority. He even gives orders to impure spirits and they obey him." News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee.
In his account of the life of Jesus, the gospel writer Mark includes many stories of miraculous healings. In today's story, we see Jesus confronting an impure spirit that has inhabited a man. The incident takes place in the synagogue, the place of worship. Right at the start of his ministry, in chapter 1 of Mark, Jesus is Rabbi, Teacher, Prophet, Healer, and Divine Son of God. While this story is an account of Jesus' great power over an unclean spirit, it also gives us an insight into Jesus' humanity. When Jesus hears and sees need, he responds to it. As a result of what happened during this incident, Jesus' notoriety begins to spread. Healing stories in the Bible raise all kinds of issues. This is true not just in the midst of a life-threatening pandemic, but at all times. Yet personal circumstances can often uncover an edge to a story that brings it nearer to our experiences. Apart from the obvious difficulties in trying to understand the worldviews of those who lived in former days, which applies to all biblical interpretation, there are the other questions that come to mind regarding the healing ministry of Jesus. Why is this person healed when others are not? Why does this family get its wish while so many other families have to suffer? Like anyone at this present time who offers falsehoods to a population weary of this relentless pandemic, any preacher of Christianity would be foolish to offer fabricated promises to a listening audience. So rather than adopt a simplistic interpretation of this gospel miracle story, I prefer to view the story in a more open-ended way as we try to understand the truth about disease and illness that afflicts humanity. Throughout the second gospel, the disciples demonstrate misunderstanding and an inability to comprehend what Jesus is saying and doing. Perhaps it's better for us to approach this mysterious story from the perspective of people seeking answers, rather than those who believe they have all the answers already. Mark includes the story of the casting out of the impure spirit at the beginning of Jesus' ministry as a means of pointing us to the authoritative power and might of Jesus to impact on human lives. This is one of many stories in the gospel that have the potential to make our lives more hope-filled. There's little satisfaction in saying that we no longer believe in demons. There is no hope to be found in such an assertion. Not believing in demons will not eradicate evil and suffering from our world. The fact is, today, there are many equivalents to the demons of the first century. The story of the exorcism of the man who encountered Jesus may seem far removed from the belief systems of 2021. But it's good for us to tap into such stories, for they help us feel the presence of a healing and a loving Saviour. Let us pray. God of the universe, God of the planet Earth, we offer our prayer of thanksgiving.
For the land, sea and air, and all that lives therein, Creator, we thank you.
For the long saga of the human race, sustainer of life, we thank you.
For the prophets who spoke your truths, the psalm writers who sang aloud their faith, God of the faithful, we thank you.
For Christ Jesus, our brother and your beloved Son, who lived with us and for us, embracing the outcast and the lost, dying and rising for our salvation, Saviour God, we thank you.
For the presence of your Holy Spirit, ever enabling, renewing, and shaping the Church, placing love in our hearts and light in minds. God among us, Spirit of Truth, we thank you.
Most Holy God, give us more of the compassion and authority of Jesus. Empower us to to heal the multiple diseases that afflict humanity and drive out the demons that afflict our contemporary world.
Send your followers to places of darkness and oppression, where government is corrupt, justice is rare, abuse is endemic, and the weak and the poor have nowhere to turn for hope.
Send your messengers to situations where disease is reaping a grim harvest. Give authority to people of compassion to provide medical help, nursing care, and better health education that will drive out the demons of superstition and fatalism.
Send your servants into locations where food is scarce and crops are poor. Strengthen the authority of those local leaders and outside advisors who seek to empower the people to conserve water, dig new wells, plant trees, grow new food crops, farm fish, start new industries, and obtain better prices for their goods.
Send your human angels of mercy into situations where there is neglect, illness, sorrow, frustration, and anger. Give the compassion and authority of Jesus to those who minister in hospitals and prisons, to nurses and ambulance personnel, physicians and surgeons, social workers and foster parents, police officers and counsellors.
Send your gifts of comfort and joy among the congregations of your church. May more of the spiritual authority of Jesus empower every ordinary church member, and the wisdom and compassion of Christ enlarge the ministries of those in leadership. By the grace of Christ, may our deeds more adequately match our creeds, and our love expand to embrace those who are lonely and unlovable.
Lord, in your mercy, may we go from strength to strength in the things of the Spirit and become the agents of that holy awe which is the beginning of true wisdom. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
And tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, my great Redeemer's praise. The glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace, His grace, the triumphs of His grace, the triumphs of His grace. Jesus, the name that charms of His and bids our sorrow cease, and bids our sorrow cease. 'Tis music in the sinner's ear, is life and health and peace, 'tis life and health and peace. His life and health and peace. He breaks the power of cancelled sin. He sets the prisoner free. He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the farthest clean.
blood availed for me, His blood availed for me, His blood availed for me. My gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, assist me to proclaim and spread through all the earth abroad the honors of your name, the honors of your name, the honors of your name.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen.